Good morning, and I'm glad that you've joined us for the Let the Bible Speak program. Last week on the program, I began a study of what the Bible says about justice. And this morning on the program, I want to conclude that study. I'm so glad that you're here, and I hope that our study will be helpful to all. When we were in school, we began each morning by saying the Pledge of Allegiance, and it ended with saying, "With liberty and justice for all." Justice is something that everybody wants in their life, not just adults. Children want to be treated fairly. People who are on a sports team, they want to be treated fairly. Co-workers, people on the job force, they want to be treated fairly. People in the community want to be treated fairly. It's just a common, natural thing for people to be wanting justice in their life. And so it is a good topic for us to talk about today. Last week on the program, I made mention that ultimately justice goes back to God. There are so many passages in the Old and New Testament that talk about how that God is a God of justice. The concept of justice is that which is lawful, that which is true, that which is right, that which is equal. And we find that all of that finds itself in God. God is the ultimate source of all justice, and His justice is carried out in His codified law. We know what is just because of God's law, ultimately, in the Word of God. And there have been nations, including our own, that were founded on Judeo-biblical principles of justice and righteousness and other things. We noticed last week that justice is to be found in the individual person's life, in the nation as a whole. Judges who rule over a nation and the king who rules over a nation. Justice is to be carried out in all of those persons' lives. This morning on the program, I want to conclude this study, and I want to begin by pointing out in the Word of God where justice is to be applied, what areas of our life is justice to be applied. Well, just looking at the old law, for example, justice was to be found in the workplace, in the place of business. In Leviticus chapter 19, verse 36, just balances, just weights, a just ephah, which is a measurement, and a just hin shall you have. I am Jehovah your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt. Just, that which is right and fair and equal, balances and weights, weights and balances. When you're doing business practices, you're supposed to be just. The court system was supposed to be just. The law was to be carried out equally. Equal application of the law, equal justice under the law. In Deuteronomy chapter 16 and verse 18, judges and officers shalt thou make thee in all thy gates, which Jehovah thy God gives thee according to thy tribes, and they shall judge the people with righteous judgment. Thou shalt not twist justice. Thou shalt not respect persons, neither thou shalt take a bribe. For a bribe does blind the eyes of the wise and pervert the words of the righteous. That which is altogether just shalt thou follow, and thou shalt that you may live and inherit the land which Jehovah thy God gives thee. Justice was to be found in the court system and in the carrying out of the law and the equal application of the law, and equal punishment under the law, and equal rights under the law. And so when it came time for punishment under the law, it was to be carried out in a just and equal and fair way. We read in Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 2, if the word spoken through angels proved steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? A just recompense of reward, that which is right and fair and equal and lawful. So when a reward is given, when a punishment is given, It is to be just and fair and right and equal. Sometimes that happens today in the court system. Sometimes it does not. And so in business, in the court system, in carrying out punishment, there needs to be justice. What are some injustices that take place among people? Well, let's talk about that for a little bit. Wickedness. When a person is acting wickedly, they're not acting the way God wants them to act, of course, and it's unjust toward those that they are hurting. In Ecclesiastes chapter 3, injustice is tied to wickedness. Moreover, I saw under the sun in the place of justice that wickedness was there, and in the place of righteousness that wickedness was there. Murder is an unjust act. Isaiah 1:21, Isaiah 5:7. Taking someone's life is not fair. It's not right, and it needs to be punished. Will you be still? Will you be stricken? Will you revolt more? The whole head is sick, and the whole heart is faint. Israel at this time was not acting right. And when Isaiah comes down to verse 21, how the faithful city has become a harlot. She is full of injustice, righteousness lodged in her, but now murderers. Bribes, when somebody takes a bribe. Samuel's sons took bribes. 1 Samuel 8, verse 3, Isaiah 5, 23. Give me some money and I will give a different verdict that will benefit you. That's not fair. It's not right. Oppression. Oppressing others is unjust. Ecclesiastes chapter 5 and verse 8. There are so many people who take advantage of the poor and the widows and people who don't have a whole lot. Ecclesiastes 5:8, if you see the oppression of the poor and the violent taking away justice and righteousness in a province, marvel not at the matter, for one higher than the high regards, and there are higher than they. People are violent toward others. We see it today every once in a while on the news. Somebody goes up and just beats somebody and hits somebody and walks up behind him and hits him in the head or something like that. We have that still going on today. Robbery is unjust. To steal, to take something that doesn't belong to you, to take something that someone else has worked hard for. Isaiah 10, verse 1, woe unto them that decree unrighteous decrees, and to the writers that write perverseness. There are people, somebody says, well, it's the law. It's on the book. Somebody has written it as a piece of law. Well, that doesn't make it right. Only the lawmakers who match up with God's word are going to be writing laws that are good laws. So some people are writing unrighteous decrees. Verse 2, to turn aside the needy from justice and to rob the poor of my people of their right, that widows may be their spoil, and that they may make the fatherless their prey. We have sin and wickedness that is unjust. When people afflict other people, it's unjust. Job 12:4, Psalm 37, verse 12. So it goes on today. Unjust practices go on today, over and over and over again. And God looks down and sees that. He doesn't just let that go. Mankind lets that go sometimes. But God's not going to let that go. That's going to be judged. What are some other kinds of injustices? Well, respect of persons, not treating everybody exactly the same in the same way. That's unjust. And it's hard to treat everybody fairly, but we must do that. Sometimes we might give preferential treatment to a family member or a spouse or a close friend, or we cut somebody some slack because we know them really well, but others we come down hard on them. We have two different standards. We have a standard for myself and for those who are close to me, but then we have a different standard for those other people. That's unjust. Psalm 82, verse 2. How long will you judge unjustly and respect the persons of the wicked? Judge the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and the destitute. So my wicked friends, I'm going to give them a better deal than people who I don't know that are poor and afflicted and fatherless and so forth. We've got to be very careful to treat everybody the same. Violence, Ezekiel 45, verse 9, violence is unjust. And whether it's physically hurting somebody, tearing something up, burning something down, assaulting somebody, it's not fair. We don't want to be treated like that. We don't need to be treating other people like that. Just the simple golden rule would help so many people, treating others the way you want to be treated. And we might not think about this, but calling evil good. And that goes on a lot today. Calling evil good is unjust. Not only is it false and misleading, but it's unjust. Malachi 2:17. You have wearied Jehovah with your words, yet you say, wherein have we wearied him? In that you say, everyone that doeth evil is good in the sight of Jehovah, and he delights in them. Or where is the God of justice? So, this happens all the time. Well, you know, homosexual marriages, that's good, when the Bible calls it an abomination. And abortion, that's good, when it's the taking of life. The Bible describes the child in the womb of the mother as a child, a person, a babe, not an it, not a blob of fetal tissue, a child. And so people call good evil all the time. I'm sorry, they call evil good all the time. Profanity and taking God's name in vain. We're not to take the Lord's name in vain, and yet some people do it all the time. Oh, that's not a big deal, and they laugh at it, and oh, that's so funny. Just yesterday, I was beside a woman who had a tattoo on her arm, a religious tattoo on her arm, a religious sentiment with a cross. And this woman was drinking and cussing. Drinking alcohol and cussing. What is their concept of religion? Is it just a game? Is it just a social club that you're a part of? Or is it a way of life? It's not a way of life for her. It's just a tattoo. And so people do all kinds of evil things, and they call it good, and it's not a big deal. This is so bad in Bible society, especially in the Old Testament, that God sent his prophets to call out all kinds of unjust practices. There are many, many prophets. Isaiah, multiple times, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Hosea, Amos, Micah, Habakkuk. They call out the wrongs and the injustices that are around them. And some people don't think about this. They think it's no big deal. Somebody says, well, I'm not a murderer, and I'm not a fornicator, and I'm not this, and I'm not that. But now, from time to time, I'm unjust, I'm unfair. That's not a big deal. It is a big deal. Isaiah 1:17. Wash you, make you clean, put away the evil of your doings from before my eyes, cease to do evil, learn to do well, seek justice, relieve the oppressed, judge the fatherless, plead for the widow. Kings and judges and princes and false prophets, they would engage in all kinds of unjust practices. And it just gets out of hand. Jeremiah chapter 4 and verse 2. As Jehovah lives in truth, in justice, and in righteousness, and the nations shall bless themselves in him, and him shall they glory. What did he say just before that? Israel, if you will return unto me, and if you will put away your abominations out of my sight, and shall not be removed, and thou shalt swear as Jehovah lives in truth and in justice. Put away these abominable things and come back to the justice of God. And the other prophets did that as well. You'll see it throughout the prophets where they say to the leadership, you need to take care of the poor, take care of the oppressed, take care of the widow. Be just in your judgments in the court of law. It had gotten out of hand. And people were engaged in all kinds of unjust practices and taking bribes and all that kind of thing. And God uses his prophets to call people back to what's right. And we need to be called back to that in our world today. We really do. So, what about unjust practices? If you turn in the New Testament, did Jesus have anything to say about that? Well, absolutely, he did. Jesus said the same thing as God did in the Old Testament, he being God in the flesh in the Old Testament prophets. Jesus, on one occasion in Matthew chapter 23 and verse 23, woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you tithe, that is, count out 10, mint and anise and cumin, small herbs, and have left undone the weightier matters of the law, justice and mercy and faith. But these ought you to have done and not left the other undone. So we're going to make sure we tithe, but on principles like justice, mercy, and faith, we're not going to worry about that. Jesus denounced it. And we need to understand that it's wrong. And in our individual lives, in our community, in our nation, in our leadership, we need to be having justice in our life. Justice is not just something that's in a court of law. As I carry out my marriage and family and in the local church and at work and at school, I need to be someone who follows God's law, and I'm just and fair and right and equitable in all of my conversations and dealings, treating others truly the way I would want to be treated. We need to remember that. Jesus said the same thing in Luke chapter 11, that they would tithe these herbs, but they would pass over justice and the love of God. So, nowhere in Scripture is anyone told to engage in lawless deeds to protest injustices. Two wrongs don't make a right. Somebody says, well, I'm against injustice, so I'm going to go out in the street and riot. I'm going to burn cars and break windows and loot and pillage and steal because I'm protesting injustices. Well, you can't engage in unjust practices while trying to protest unjust practices. Two wrongs don't make a right. And if I observe unjust practices around me, which we all do from time to time, the way we change that is not engage in more unjust practices. The way to engage in that is to talk about what's going on and change it through civil discourse, not through violent actions. What about injustices? Well, I would encourage you to vote, for example. Vote for candidates, local and national, that want to uphold just and fair practices. Put people into office who have a track record of wanting to be just and uphold the law. Not flaunt the law. Not ignore the law. Number two, you could run for public office. You could sit on a city council or a county council or the school board and make sure that things are just and fair according to the law. Number three, you can pray in 1 Timothy 2, verses 1 and 2. You can pray that God would watch over our leaders and that we would have leaders that would allow us to have a tranquil and quiet life in all godliness. And most importantly, share God's word with others. Share the New Testament gospel with others. And when somebody becomes a Christian, a true believing Christian and practicing Christian, not like the woman that I told you about earlier with the religious tattoo but was cussing and drinking, but a genuine New Testament Christian, then you'll have someone who is fair and just. We don't need more of a particular political party in this country. What we need more of are people to become New Testament Christians. That will help take care of injustices that are going on in society. We need to become a Christian. And so, Jesus Christ is that answer for us today. The just and right way today is going to be found through Jesus Christ. In the book of Isaiah, it was prophesied that the Messiah would come, this is Jesus Christ, and that he would be a just and right person. In Isaiah 9:7, of the increase of his government and of the peace, there shall be no end upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to establish it, and listen to this, to uphold it with justice and righteousness from henceforth even forever. The same thing in Isaiah 11 and verse 4. Again, speaking of Jesus, the Messiah, his delight shall be in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither decide after the hearing of his ears, but with righteousness shall he judge the poor and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. And righteousness shall be the girdle of his waist, and faithfulness the girdle of his loins. Jesus is the epitome of justice, and his New Testament law is justice. And when we become a New Testament Christian and follow that New Testament law, we will be a just and right person. We are surrounded today by so much injustice and unjust practices, but we can be different, friends. We don't have to be like that wicked world around us. And so, what kind of a person are you going to be? We need to become a New Testament Christian. God is just and fair, and since there is sin in our life, he can't just simply overlook that. So what he chose was, he chose for his own son to die on the cross as punishment for that sin. And Paul says in Romans 3:26, by doing that, he could be just. I can't just ignore sin. Jesus will be the punishment for that, and the justifier of him that has faith in Jesus. We can be made right by an obedient faith in Jesus Christ, believing in him and being baptized for the remission of our sins. And what do we need to do thereafter as a Christian? Well, we need to be thinking what is just and right and fair in our life as a Christian. Paul wrote in Philippians chapter 4 in verse 8, things to think on. What do we think on throughout the day? What fills our mind? Philippians 4:8, Paul wrote, whatsoever things are true, That's ultimately what's according to God's word. Whatsoever things are honorable or reverend or praiseworthy, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue or character, if there be any praise, think on these things. Are we thinking on things that are just and right and fair? I mentioned this last week, Colossians 4:1. Masters, as a New Testament Christian, if I am in the workplace and I have those who are under me, I need to be fair and equitable according to the laws of that particular business or company. Elders in the local church are to rule with fairness and justice and equity, each member of the church being treated fairly by him. One of his qualifications in Titus chapter 1 and verse 8, he is to be given to hospitality, a lover of good, sober-minded, just, holy, self-controlled, and other things. Just, fair. Everyone is treated fairly, not preferential treatment for friends, not preferential treatment for someone who we've known for a long time, and then someone that we haven't really known for a long time, we treat them differently. No. Justice for all. It's hard. It's hard. We want to give preferential treatment to certain things. It's hard to ignore, especially things that are close to us and things that are we have more acquaintance with or we appreciate more. But we have to treat everyone the same. And Christians, we need to be, as a Christian, we need to be just and fair. The New Testament church is described in Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 23 as the general assembly of the church of the firstborn, or firstborn ones, who are enrolled in heaven, and to God, the judge of all. And look at this, and to the spirits of men, the spirits of just men made perfect. And so we have to be just and fair as a Christian. And then when it comes time for the judgment day, Acts chapter 24, verse 15, there will be a resurrection of the just and the unjust. Which side will you be on, friends? With liberty and justice for all. It's not just the Pledge of Allegiance, friends, it's biblical. Both in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. But today, you've got to obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. The Messiah is just, and he rules with justice, and that's the kind of people that he wants serving him in the Lord's church. You might be surrounded by all kinds of things that are unfair, but you can live differently in this world. If I can help you to do that, let's get together and study the Word of God, and let's be right with God. Thank you for being with us on the program, and I hope that you'll have a good day.